Welcome to Conversations with the Unseen. My name is Andy.
And my name is Laura. And in December 2019, we began an amazing and completely unexpected journey conversing with beings from the unseen world, which has totally transformed our lives.
And here we are, after hundreds and hundreds of hours of conversations, doing what our non-physical friends have been encouraging us to do, sharing their message with others who may be interested.
So let's dive in.
Hello, dear friends.
Hello, Mexicans. Thank you for co-creating in this way.
As always, we appreciate the opportunity to share our perspective with you and with others who may be listening.
I would really appreciate it if you would be willing to share your perspective on depression.
Are we speaking about weather conditions?
Maybe internal weather conditions?
Yes, there is much similarity between the external weather and the apparent internal weather. How, when a depression arrives, the weather changes. And so a human may feel that it is at the mercy of the weather. It cannot change the weather. Whether it is the external weather conditions or the internal energetic weather that the human is experiencing, it may feel that it is impossible to have it be exactly as it would wish it to be. And so what is a human to do under such circumstances? There can only be a response to something that seems uncontrollable. Many who would say that they experience times of depression would say this is something they cannot control. And that may or may not be the case. This conversation is not one in which we investigate the science of what is occurring in the human energy system. This conversation is one in which we would explore how to navigate changing internal weather conditions. Some would say they are experiencing what they would call as depression. Some would say they are at the mercy of what is happening to them. Some would identify some external circumstance, some external event as the cause of their depression, perhaps some tragic situation, grief, or perhaps a relationship breakup, perhaps some kind of change in their business or employment, where there's a shock to the system, something that perhaps was not anticipated. And so the response energetically is to go into a condition of being somewhat shut down. For others, there may be no apparent cause at the level of form. It could be entirely energetic. For some, they would be mystified by their depression or what they are experiencing as depression. Some people who are famous and admired would speak of experiencing depression, and yet on the face of it, they have a way of life that many would aspire to. So this is not something that is linked to lifestyle, at least not directly. There's an energy, and sometimes that energy can be a story that the human is telling itself. It is believing to be true, some kind of judgment of itself, some kind of harsh criticism, perhaps, could be guilt or some other judgment that is having an effect on the energy, causing it to be at a lower vibration. And of course, once the mind goes into one of those patterns, it can get stuck there. It can believe the story it is telling itself. It might be a story that others would not relate to, but nonetheless, the person is believing what is made up, essentially, about the human character. For others, it can be a case of suppression. So there is something that the human wishes to express in some way and is not doing so. It is keeping a lid firmly on an aspect of itself. And this can induce an experience of depression. The human is limiting or blocking a flow of energy that wishes to be free, to be released and expressed in some way. And so there can be many ways of experiencing what is termed depression. And so it is helpful for some humans to speak about their experience, to acknowledge it, and to share their perspective on what is occurring, how they feel, and the stories that are being told, the judgments perhaps that the human may have of itself for being how it is being energetically, and perhaps judgment for not being able to do anything about it, being powerless. And this is the human perspective. And there is always another perspective. There is the perspective of that which you are beyond form, your infinite self. And of course, depression is something that occurs in the human energy system, and your infinite self is outside of that system. It exists in a state of oneness and is unconditional love. And for a human who is experiencing judgment of itself, it can be difficult for the human to align with a perspective of unconditional love and non-judgment. It can be helpful for the human to reach out to that non-physical aspect, the inner being, for help. If the human asks for help, the help is available. The inner being is not going to intervene. It's not going to take over, even though it is aware of what is happening. It is sharing every moment with the human. And so energetically, the non-physical self is ever present and is energetically aware of what's happening for the human. And so if we think of depression as being a lower vibration, perhaps the way forward is to seek ways to raise the vibration, to hold a different perspective, to let go of judgment, to be more loving, and to look upwards rather than downwards, to look to the light and to the truth of what you really are beyond form. The inner being is having this human experience, and the human experience is realistic. It's very convincing and is a realm in which there is great contrast. And the experience of depression, we would say, is an example of the contrast that is experienced in the physical realm as a human. Having experienced that contrast, there is therefore an opportunity for moving beyond the current energetic state. There is the possibility to raise one's vibration. Not every human will find a way to do this, but there is always a way, and the inner being can guide and show the way. It can offer that more loving perspective, and it can offer a more optimistic outlook on the present moment. One way is to engage in the practice of appreciation. Perhaps for a human who is in a state of depression would say that that is quite difficult to find anything to appreciate. And that is understandable, given what is occurring. And yet, with help from the inner being, with patience and understanding for the current situation that the human finds itself in, energetically, it can be led to a different place energetically, a different internal weather condition. And if in the present moment that doesn't seem to be happening, it's an invitation to just allow it to be as it is, and to align with a perspective of this will pass. Everything changes. Everything in the universe is in a state of change. And so the present moment leads to a next moment. And in the next moment, there could be a slightly different energy. There could be a different outlook. Could be a different story being told. And that may not satisfy some humans. And they may say, well, I need help of a more physical nature. And there is nothing wrong with that. The physical realm is neutral. It may not seem it. The human perspective would make all sorts of assessments and judgments of the physical realm and decide that certain things are wrong, bad, other things are right and therefore good. And this is once again an example of a perspective being brought. If there is help of a physical kind available, then we would say ask the inner being whether to accept such help, whether it be medication, whether it be conversations with a therapist, or anything else that could be a contribution to the current state of the energy system. And so we would say that this is an opportunity to ask questions. Not so much at the level of form. Many would be saying, why am I feeling this way? And would look to the world of form for an answer. And that doesn't really take the human very far, because once it has what it would regard as the cause, it's still feeling how it's feeling. And so perhaps there could be other questions that would be asked, and perhaps directed to the inner being, what would be a contribution in this moment? What would help the human to raise its vibration very slightly in the direction of a lighter and more optimistic way of experiencing the present moment? And be open to a response. The inner being responds in many ways, many different ways, and the human, if it was speaking to another human, would expect some kind of verbal response. And that's not how the inner being would necessarily respond, although thoughts do enter the mind. And sometimes that can be a response from the inner being. In other situations, the world of form can respond to a request for guidance or assistance. And something can just appear out of the blue. And if it does, that's a perfect opportunity to ask the inner being how to respond. Would this potentially be a contribution to the current energetic state that the human finds itself in? So as with most challenges, in fact, we would go as far as to say with all situations, the answer is to look to the inner being for its guidance and be willing to trust the unfolding, the energetic unfolding, moment by moment, and to know just as with the external weather, the internal weather will change. And that is perhaps all that the human needs to know, just to trust that change is on the way.
Wow. Thank you. There's so much in what you've shared there, Mexicans. I'm hearing that it can feel like a really intense experience. And I guess for people who experience depression a number of times, it can really begin to feel like it's just part of what they are. And I was also hearing that it's not just about what's occurring, but it's the judgment that the human has of itself with what's occurring. And I know for this human with challenges it's had, that when it starts to fight with what is and judge itself for experiencing what is, it's like locking the energy in. And I was also really struck by when you were talking about asking questions about what would help the human feel a little lighter, a little more optimistic, because we've had many conversations about how gentle, small steps can be really powerful, because generally when something's really unpleasant for the human, it can just want it to go away. And anything that doesn't take it away instantly, it just dismisses. And I guess the other thing that was occurring is that you said it a number of times about looking to the inner being, asking the inner being for its guidance. If something comes into the awareness, it's like asking the inner being if it's yes or a no. And yet often when the vibration is really low, it can feel really impossible for people to access the inner being in that moment. And so I'm just curious around, what would your perspective on that be? What guidance would you give someone?
We appreciate this question. Firstly, we would say that the human can remind itself that this current experience that it's having of being human is not who it really is. And that's not to dismiss the experience. The experience is what's happening in the present moment. And it's very real and can be intense. And yet, it's not who or what you are. As a human, you are having a journey into form with a non-physical self, an energetic expression of Great Spirit that has chosen to have this adventure into the world of form. And part of that is the contrast. What can happen is that humans identify with their perspective on the physical realm. They believe that that's who they are. And what that leads to then is believing the stories that they are telling themselves. And so it may, as you say, be somewhat challenging to feel that the inner being is there and listening. We would say whether the human can feel that or not, the inner being is always there. It is always listening. It is always feeling energetically what the human is feeling. It's having the human experience. So it's not out there somewhere watching. It's right in there, in the experience, energetically. It knows what it's like to be that human, and it knows what the challenges are. The human has free will to make its own choices, And that's what makes it an adventure for the infinite self, not knowing what choices the human will make at the level of form. So there's an energetic journey that's unfolding. And the challenges that humans face, experience in the physical journey into form, they are invitations to discover treasure, to receive treasure. And so whilst many, perhaps most, would say depression is unwanted, it doesn't serve any purpose, it's not pleasant, how could there be treasure there? Treasure comes in many forms, often in the facing and overcoming of challenges, treasure is received. And the treasure that we're speaking of is an expanded awareness. So if the human learns something, it has received some treasure. And often humans will speak of a challenge that it didn't really want to happen, did actually expand its awareness and therefore was a valuable contribution. And so perhaps there's a practice there for humans who maybe would describe their current energy state as one of being depressed. There are some perspectives that could be not too far away. So a baby step that could be taken. Maybe thinking of it as just one rung up the ladder rather than judging itself for not being at the top of the ladder. Just take one step up the ladder, which is feeling slightly better, slightly more optimistic, slightly less judgmental of itself, slightly less stuck, slightly lighter vibrationally. Just to trust that the inner being is there and not to be concerned that perhaps you can't actually sense that in any way, but to act as if. So speak to the inner being, ask for help, trusting that the inner being is listening and being open to what the contribution could be once this stage, this life stage, has been experienced and come through, you might say. Once the human has managed to navigate it and has come out the other side and perhaps is feeling more optimistic, perhaps there could be some concern that this will return. This is the experience of some humans who go through bouts of depression. And in a way, knowing that it does pass is a helpful perspective to hold, that this is not a permanent situation. And learning how to deal with it, how to cope with these times when humans would say they are feeling depressed, knowing that it is not who they are, it is an experience that they are having. And that's not to dismiss it as unimportant, of course. It is a challenge. And challenges are there to make a contribution to the energetic journey, the journey of expanding one's awareness. And that awareness is of your true nature, what you actually are beyond form. And the more that the human can align with the perspective of that infinite self, the less susceptible it will be for a condition called depression. So these energy states are ever-changing. Depression, suppression, and expression are all energy conditions. And perhaps seen in that way, and maybe an expansion of awareness and more freedom to express what you truly are beyond form and be the energy that you wish to be more of the time. It could be a healing to take place in just the same way that the body heals physically. The human energy system can heal itself, given the right conditions. And this is something that the human can align with that perspective, that this is possible. It doesn't have to be a permanent state of affairs. It is not who you are. It is an experience you're having, and a very real one, and one in which the human can feel stuck. To hold a perspective of this is something that can be a contribution and can also be left behind as one is transformed into an upgraded version of oneself that is at a higher vibration and therefore more aligned with your true nature.
Wow. I love that. The idea that depression can be a contribution and can be something that can be left behind. To hold that as a possibility is such a different energy than I'm always going to have this. And I also loved when you talked about that the inner being is always there and it's in the experience with the human character. Because I know from talking with people who have experienced depression that they can feel so very, very alone in the experience. And so to know that we're not alone, that our infinite self is like right there with us, again, feels like hope. And also I loved when you were talking about like the acting as if, you know, don't be concerned with like trying to like hear back from like the inner being, as it were. Just know it is aware of everything that's occurring within the experience and that it will help. And I guess what occurs to me is, again, when I was listening to you, the human minds generally tend to project into catastrophic futures. It feels like there's a practice for human minds to come back into this moment. What gentle thing could I choose in this moment? Because I know, again, from my own experience, that that's been such a practice. You know, the mind can really push against and go, yeah, but how's that going to make any difference? When actually, with your encouragement, practicing taking these gentle steps, while it may not be depression for this human character, there's been other intense experiences of energies that it's unexplainable how these seemingly insignificant steps, as the human self would see it, can actually lead to a different energetic state. I want to say more quickly. We had a conversation recently and we were talking about creating, and sometimes the human mind, when it's creating something, if it doesn't instantly show up, just trashes what's occurring. And you were talking about appreciating the green shoots, appreciating what seems like tiny, insignificant things, because actually that's taken it in a different direction. And I've been practicing that. And I can see how this mind would trash something because it's like, well, that's not what I asked for. I want this. As opposed to, oh, is this something that's moving in the direction of what I'm asking for? And yes, it does feel like it's a practice, because it feels like all human minds have practiced what they've practiced, mostly without awareness of it, right? Talking from my experience, it can feel really clunky. It can feel uncomfortable. It can feel like it requires some focus. It's unfamiliar. But just that willingness to test out what you had been sharing really impacted on my experience, which then encouraged the human self to practice it more. And I just wonder if there's anything that you would shared about this.
We appreciate you sharing your experience, and the present moment is a doorway into feeling or experiencing the present moment differently, to realize that the present moment is where life is experienced. Life as a human is only ever experienced in the present moment. And much of what a person experiencing depression might be doing is wishing it was different, wishing the present moment was different, wishing it was feeling different, and trying to reach for an imagined future moment where it doesn't feel the same way, where it feels lighter and more optimistic. And in many ways that contributes to keeping the human stuck, because it never gets to that present moment, because by the time a future moment happens, it's another present moment. So the idea of a future moment is always beyond reach, because you're always in the present moment. And so to allow the present moment to be as it is, and to invite that moment to be as peaceful as it possibly can be, rather than fighting with it, rather than arguing with what is, rather than wishing it was different, to accept the present moment is as it is, to allow it, which is to become more peaceful. And if possible, and this may be a stretch, but if possible, find something to appreciate about the present moment, even though there is that state of depression, which is a human condition. The inner being would not, of course, have that perspective or that experience beyond form. It is having the experience on its journey into form. And there would be some reason for that. And so to learn how to allow and be peaceful, or as peaceful as possible, with how things seem in that moment, find something to appreciate, which is a higher vibration perspective. And that can be a practice that, when repeated, leads the human from its feeling of being in a stuck state, in a dark place, energetically, emotionally, mentally. It feels like there's no escape. Perhaps the way to escape, as it were, would be to first allow and not fight with it, and then to reach for a different perspective. However small, it doesn't matter. A baby step. It could be anything. Appreciation for being able to breathe, or whatever it might be.
Oh my goodness, how many times have we talked about appreciation, and it's not something that's come easily to this human character with its mind that's hardwired to judge and trash pretty much everything when it was feeling like shit. And sometimes for this human character, it's just been inner being, bring a thought to mind of something that I can appreciate. And with practice for this human character, there's something that always arrives. And it's almost like there's the first little step. I also want to just return to something that you said that I had never thought of it like that before. You talked about suppression, depression, and expression. And when you said that, suppression felt like holding in to me. Depression felt like pushing down to me. And expression felt like flowing out.
These are three energy states that seem different from each other, and yet they are linked. They are related. So perhaps suppression leads to depression, and the answer might be to express as a way out of depression. Seen from an energetic perspective, suppression would be to block an energy that wishes to flow. So suppression could be some kind of holding on to something, holding on to something that wants to be released. So it could be that the human is holding on to grief or something in the past that it may seem like it no longer has. And so there could be a suppression of welcoming in the new, or it could be a suppression of something that is a heart's desire. The inner being has chosen to have this journey into form and is co-creating the experience with the human character. And the human character, with its programs, may have all sorts of judgments of what it wishes to experience or express in the physical realm. And so there's a desire and there's a judgment that is blocking that flow of energy. And that could be, for some, how they find themselves experiencing a state that some would call depression, where there's an energy that is persistent. So we would say the three energies of suppression, expression, and depression are linked. And so if one is in a position where they believe themselves to be experiencing depression, be curious about what could be revealed by looking towards suppression or expression. What could be set free energetically? Could it be the stories in the mind that could be let go of? Could it be some kind of unique contribution to the world of form? Perhaps the human has something to say or share that it is keeping to itself, because perhaps there is judgment or fear.
That feels inspiring, hearing you say that. When we've had conversations, you've said many times, everything is happening for you. It's happening for you. And sometimes that can feel really challenging to be with that. And when I'm listening to you, it's feeling like depression is something that cannot be ignored, has definitely got someone's attention, but potentially it could be a doorway into a whole other reality to receive the treasure from it.
Yes, that would be our perspective. And of course, that's not going to be the experience of every human.
No.
We would offer it as a possibility.
And I totally get, without the awareness of the non-physical self, and to think that we're just human and that all that there is this physical world, that could be really unbearable to live with.
Yes, it does raise the stakes somewhat. It makes things more significant and feeds into any fear stories that a human may have.
And I also really loved how, all the way back at the start, you talked about there's many who are famous who would have ostensibly everything that people could want at the level of form, who still experience depression.
Yes. So that would suggest that the answer does not lie out there in the world. The answer lies within. And this is something that can be a contribution depending on how the human responds to it.
You know, I feel like you've been so tender and loving, bringing a message of hope and possibility, and yet so compassionate. Depression's not an easy experience for a human to have. And yet I hear you say it's not the end of the story. And I just wonder, as we bring this conversation to a close, if there's anything else that you wish to share in this moment.
We would summarize the conversation by saying There is a perspective that is this energy state is an invitation to expand one's awareness of the nature of the journey into form and to open up that connection with the non-physical self, which will not only be a solution to what looks like a problem in that moment to the human, but will lead on to a transformation of how life is experienced from that broader perspective. And so that could be, for some, the gift, the treasure that we have spoken of. The treasure could be the awareness of what you actually are beyond form, and to live life more aligned with that perspective.
You know, as you say that, Adele comes to mind, and how often when she's been in her most challenging moments, that it seems like this is when this music, these lyrics are expressed through her. And it feels like that's part of her healing journey. I can't know that, but it's how it seems from having listened to interviews with her.
And so we would say there's an example of expression being a route out of depression.
Could we just take a moment and flow love to anyone listening to this who's experiencing this challenge?
Yes, of course.
Thank you. Thank you so much. My heart is filled with love for you. I so appreciate this conversation.
You are most welcome, and we flow love to you. We flow love to those listening, and our desire is to be a contribution. And so until next time.
Until next time.
Farewell.
You've been listening to Conversations with the Unseen.
If you'd like to know when there's a new conversation available, then remember to subscribe and also to share it with others.
If you'd like to have a written transcript of each conversation, then you'll find this on the website conversationswiththeunseen.com.
And if you have a question you'd like us to ask on your behalf, or if you would like to join the mailing list, then you can also do that on the website conversationswiththeunseen.com.
Until next time.